This is dedicated to the one I love.
A song full of heart, the Shirelles, and this is dedicated to the one I love. I played that one from their album, Tonight's the Night. And another classic from 1966, the Chiffons with Out of This World. A rather deep cut from Anita Humes with the Essex from their album, Young and Lively, Where There's a Will, There's a Way. And before that, we heard from the Angels and I Adore You. The Weeknds, I played that one from Girls in the Garage Volume 7. It's the flip side to their better-known A-side, Ringo. We heard Want You. And then from New Zealand, the Chicks and their version of Can't You Hear My Heartbeat. And we started that set with UK's Jackie and the Raindrops and My Heart Is Your Heart. And that closes Crayons to Perfume for today. However, it does not close the Department of Love. We're going to keep that open at all times. I'm Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl. Today, I got to be the Secretary of Hearts. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thanks so much for all your great pledges during our Hellraiser. Please stay tuned for Rotations. It's on next, and then Richard J. with the fantastic Nervous Boogie. Good night, everyone.
Season. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
And Coke refreshes you best.
It's the refreshing best.
Food goes better with fun. Goes better with you. Go better with
Coca-Cola.
The real life one puts extra fun in you and everything you do. So
tried before.
Sell everything you stand for. Tell, 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 tell all the people that you care for. Running here, running there, keep it moving, sonny, don't despair. Because the next one will be, the next one will be, the next one will be the best one of the year. Mighty welcome in the face, because the next one will be, the next one will be, the next one will be the best one of the year. Can I interest you in this article of mine? Can I interest you to spend some of your time? Can I interest you in this life of mine? Won't you listen, 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 listen?
Oh!
darling, don't despair, because the next one will be, the next one will be, the next one will be the best one of the year.
Thank you. faces don't seem to matter. They've got swollen breasts and lips that putter. The choice of matter in a stream of chatter is just a little parasitic stream of whores. Streams of whores. Rose garden funeral of swords. A rose garden. Garden funeral of swords.
Yeah. to tell you a story about a little man, if I can. A gnome named Grimble Grumble and little gnomes stay in their homes, eating, sleeping, drinking their wine. He wore a scarlet tunic, a blue-green hood, it looked quite good. He had a big adventure amidst the grass, fresh air at last, winding, dining, biding his time. And then one day, hooray, another way for gnomes to say, look at the sky, look at the river, isn't it good? Look at the sky, look at the river, isn't it good? Winding, finding places to go. And then one day, another way for gnomes to say,
everyone. Welcome to Rotations. I am Miss Christina Ginger. It is the third week of October, and I am here with my Hellraiser edition for you tonight. We are taking a trip to the British Isles, a bit of a crazy trip, let's say. We have some really pastoral music, a little psychedelic music, a little avant-garde music, and I really just try to represent some of the things that I feel British musicians are able to do so much better than American musicians, to be honest with you. And hopefully you get a sampler. This is only an hour show. I could go on for hours with this, but I tried to pick some of the best things to highlight what I was going for. So let's talk about it. We started off the show tonight with Kevin Ayers doing Stop This Train off of the Joy of a Toy LP from 1969. And following Kevin Ayers, we had Alan Price, formerly of the Animals, doing Sell, Sell. This comes off of the Oh Lucky Man soundtrack, which was a film directed by Lindsay Anderson, starring Malcolm McDowell. And Alan has said that Lindsay wanted to make a documentary about Price and his band touring England, but the cost of licensing for the songs would have been so high. Alan Price was hired, I guess, by Lindsay Anderson to do the soundtrack to the film Oh Lucky Man, and the envisioning of it was of a Greek choir, so there was a lot of music commenting on the action in the film, and I think it does a good job. If you've never seen the film, it's definitely worth a watch, but you have to watch If before you watch Oh Lucky Man. Following Alan Price, we had one of my favorite musicians hailing from Wales, John Cale, doing Rose Garden Funeral of Sores, which was famously covered by Bauhaus. This was a B-side on a 7-inch of his from 1979. And following John Cale, we had British shoegaze band Chapter House doing Lady Godiva's Operation. That is a cover of the Velvet Underground song, which was written by Lou Reed and performed vocally by John Cale. After Chapter House, we had, again from Wales, Kate LeBon doing Fold the Cloth off of her Cirque album. I really like this era of Kate LeBon. It's a little bit weirder, a little quirkier, and I think her voice is just so highlighted in this song. It's so pure and beautiful in that high register, And if you like what you hear, I really can't say anything bad about those early albums of hers, or even some of the newer ones, but definitely the early ones are where my favorites are. And closing off that set, we had Pink Floyd doing The Gnome, a classic little Syd Barrett ditty. It's under 3 minutes long, and I feel like it is just a perfect piece of pure Syd pop. The harmonies, the subject matter, the instrumentation, absolutely beautiful, and really something that highlights what was to come in some of Syd's solo material in the following years. So I mentioned that this is the Hellraiser show, and that means that the station, if you have not heard, or perhaps you have, is looking for money to cover our end of year gap budget, and we're particularly looking for money this year because we have lost a fair amount of funding thanks to government rebudgeting and cuts. We've lost about $200,000, so we're looking to get that back, plus being able to just, you know, pick up the pieces for the end of the year. There's plenty of gratuity that comes with pledging. You can get t-shirts, which are really fantastic. I love the Cubist one. You can even get an eye mask, which is one of my favorite things. And best of all, you can get the pleasure of knowing that you are supporting independent, freeform, alternative, in your face, no holds barred media at all times, and people who are so passionate about what they do and love it. So if you have it in your ability to be able to give even just a little bit, every little bit does help us. So head on over to WFMU.org, take a look at the playlist, take a look at our pledge prizes, and maybe throw us a few bucks. I'd really appreciate it, and I know my fellow DJs here on Rotations would as well. All right, let's get back into the music, and we're going to start the second set off with Vashti Bunyan. Songs and find out just what they mean to you.
to end his weekly ball. There was a time before when your sails played hopscotch with the wind. Nature's making, but now you're silent like a stone. Your body is all breaking, and just the rats call you home.
Swan. matter, continued fan show, somewhat more controlling. Really, says Bob the Worth, and was spinning over the left out of the conversation. Oh yes, that's right, you know, they picked them up in Siberia and bring them over. Siberia! Interjected the fellow whose name I still can't remember. Topping place! Went there once, found another moustache, one of the Ruskies had it. Took it home, don't you know, showed the little lady. She put it on, left me for another woman. Run things, left, and women. Left alone, there was no one there, not even a woman, just a fireplace and his ever-swelling chins, as the brandy began taking lethal effect. Fanshawe, or was it Butterworth, or was it the other guy whose name I can't remember, found himself slowly turning into some kind of helpless, diseased houseplant, as he watched his future and his past gradually become interchangeable, like a highway surrounding a drunken man that begins to spin. He looked up above him, even the angels were asleep. It was one of those nights.
If I'd have known what would happen, I would have stayed in bed. But you know how it is when you get something in your head. If anyone calls, say I'm dead. I should have cried instead of smiling all day long. But you know how it is when you're young, you're so headstrong, and you jump right in headlong. You don't care. I want to look at everyone, but heavens above, you're the one I said I loved. I loved. Thank you.
for living anyway. Tomorrow's coming, soon begun, it's sure to be.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's talk about that second set of music. We started it off with Vashti Bunyan doing I'd Like to Walk Around in Your Mind. This comes off of a compilation of unreleased singles and other material that came out in 2007. That compilation is entitled Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind, which is also the name of the Jagger Richards song that she covered under the tutelage and guidance of Andrew Luke Oldham. Vashti, at the time in the 60s, was picked up by Andrew to take the place of Marianne Faithfull within his roster of musicians, and while they tried to make her a pop star and an everything star, it just did not succeed the way anyone had hoped. So Vashti quickly retreated. She only made records for about 5 years and was not really in the spotlight again until she was found in the early 2000s, and then she made a few other records at the time. This particular song was a demo, or a fully fledged demo, for the Immediate Records label, and it never was released at the time. But now you get to hear it on the show, and I think it's absolutely gorgeous. Following Vashti Bunyan, we had Alan Hall doing Song for a Windmill. Alan Hall is an artist that I sort of stumbled upon, as I am wont to do when I'm researching these shows, and I was intrigued by the album cover, so I decided to give it a listen, and I liked it. Alan was actually a member of the folk group Lindisfarne and was doing these solo projects on the side. And something that I read as I was doing my research, I found that he was very much a supporter of labor politics and was someone who would sort of show up and support workers and things like that with his music, much like a Woody Guthrie or a Pete Seeger would, but over in England. So I think that that sort of aligns with the identity of WFMU and is a great fit for this show. Following Alan Hall, we had Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians doing Autumn Sea off of the Queen Elvis album. it just sort of descends into this craziness that only Robin can do and control. And I think it's very brilliant, so I couldn't not play it for you. And following Robin Hitchcock, and speaking of minor key and pretty dark, we had Jimmy Campbell doing Half-Baked off of the same titled LP. Jimmy Campbell has been played multiple times on the station. I've heard many DJs play him, but it's usually his more power pop material. So I decided to stray from that and play something that's a little bit more challenging, a little bit more introspective, but also has that power pop touch to it, his sort of signature sound that if you really like it, you'll definitely like his early material, and this album is really worth a listen. There's a really big variety on it, but you will find things that you like on it. Following Jimmy Campbell and closing off that set, we had Grapefruit doing another game. And Grapefruit hail out of London, but they did feature a Young brother. And I'm referring to Young as in Malcolm and Angus Young of AC/DC. However, it was not Malcolm and Angus. It was their older brother who was in the band. That brother was named George Alexander Young, and that was how he was referred to in the songwriting credits for this band. They were a psych band that caught the ear of the likes of the Beatles and particularly John Lennon, and just released some really, really wonderful material. There's some good compilations out there floating around in the wild. So if you like that, definitely check out those compilations. All right, I have one more song for you tonight. We're sticking with the mid-60s British psychedelic era. We are going to hear Blossom Toes doing When the Alarm Clock Rings. Again, we're pulling in this little bit of psych with some concrete sounds and some weird things because, as I said, I really feel like the Brits do it best, and it doesn't sound like it's manufactured too much. Blossom Toes hailed from England, and they were very much impacted by the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and were one of the first bands to answer the call of that psychedelic sound with their first album, We Are Ever So Clean, which is where this song is from. I'm pulling it from Nuggets 2, as that's the first time I heard it, so I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you stick around for Rockin' Boogie with Richard J. Tune in next week for Les the DJ, and I will be with you again in November. There's no use caring. You're
F-M-U.
Music, that's our middle name. Music.
Buddy, I hope you're all having wonderful Thursdays. This is our third show within WFMU's October Hellraiser, and it would mean so, so much to the station and to the larger community if you would consider helping us out. As you know, or maybe as you don't know, we unfortunately lost 8% of our operating budget this year. So we need to make up the gap with the helps of you. I know this community means a whole lot to me, and hopefully it means a lot to you too, so please consider heading over to WFMU.org, checking out what kind of swag you get for certain levels of donations, and seeing what may or may not fit for you. Thank you so much, regardless. It means the world to have you here listening tonight, and to have you be a part of the WFMU community. Starting off the show tonight here on Nervous Boogie on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, we've got the Toys with Can't Get Enough of Your... Can't Get Enough of You, Baby.
I get to